Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motto at Midnight with your host, Motto Sasquatch. Motto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Motto in sacred ceremony. And now, Motto at Midnight.
Oh God, here we are. Motto at Midnight. This is my show. I'm Motto, and it's midnight, therefore Motto at Midnight. I'm your genial host, Motto Sasquatch, and I really hate putting things together at the last minute. Because it seems nothing goes right, and it's just as the trembling of the hands and the erasing of the memory that goes with tension and adrenaline flow to your brain, I guess. Maybe I'm the only one who feels this way, I don't know, but it just seems to me that my ability to function on a higher level, on a human being type of level, gets a lot less when I have to hurry. This is a hurry-up kind of show. I knew it was going to be, even in the hours before it was done, because I had originally intended to record a show about all my wonderful findings regarding my Shaman Tarot exercise. That's going to have to wait till next week. Spent some time under the weather this past week. Got hit by some back pain and was flat on my back on all kinds of dope for most of the week, and was not worth anything to anybody. Glad to say I'm feeling better now, weaning myself off of the pills given to me by various doctors I've seen over the past couple of days, and ready to face the world again. But unfortunately, it occurred to me a few hours ago that I had never put together that show I wanted to put together, so I was going to have to think of something else. And here I am. I haven't really thought of something else, because I've never let that stop me in the past. But I did let things run pretty close to the midnight starting time as far as technical preparation. You're getting the computer set up, getting the Blog Talk website up, and all my settings the way I wanted them to be. And I wanted these. At first I was going to do the show on my phone, which is kind of a quick and dirty way to do it. But I had brought a pair of earbuds, which is kind of a weird way to say that, kind of like a pair of pants, a pair of earbuds that I was going to use. I'm going to stick them in my cell phone so that I wouldn't have to hold the phone to my ear in order to hear the warning from Blog Talk that the show was coming close to its end. As I was getting set up here, I noticed I didn't have those. I've been looking all around the room here trying to find them, and as I was doing that, the time was ticking down, it was ticking down. And then suddenly about 10 minutes before the show, I got this inspiration. Well, I know I have a couple minutes of credit left on Skype, so I'll just do the show on Skype. Well, I had taken Skype off of my computer because it slowed everything down too much, and I wasn't using it for anything except for the show. And then when I started pre-recording the shows, I wasn't using Skype for that either. So I'd taken Skype off the computer, so I had to re-download it and reactivate it, and it's again tick, 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 getting closer and closer and closer to midnight. So I finally got the Skype downloaded, and I got it to where I was ready to, they do a little microphone test. So you have to speak into your microphone and it plays it back because you know whether or not your headphones are working. Well, my headphones were working. That was good. So I started to call in to Blog Talk to start the show. And first, I couldn't get it to take the phone number at all. And second, it took the phone number that told me it was the wrong one. And then I went through that twice. On the fifth try, I finally got in under the wire with about 60 seconds to spare. I was logged on to Blog Talk and ready to do the show. And then about 15 seconds later, I realized I hadn't looked at, there's a bunch of sound files on here, and my introduction that Chief Iggy does for me is in that list. Well, I hadn't bothered to find it. So with 15 seconds later, I'm trying to scroll down and find it. And of course, you know how that goes. I was saying before, the hand is shaking, and I can't alphabetize in my head. Is I before M or after M? That's just as the dulcet tones of the blog talk announcer, Blog Talk Radio. Just as she came on the air, I found it so just in time, just in the nick of time, just like I don't know, something that comes in the nick of time. I can think of a lot of things that come a couple seconds too late. Like Tarzan. Tarzan's usually too late. This is one thing my father taught me. He says, watch the Tarzan movies to find Tarzan is always too late. And he's right. Tarzan usually doesn't show up until the village has been burned by the poachers or whatever. But anyway, this leaves me with another problem. You know, I don't really have a show. And as I said, that's never stopped me before. As some of you probably said, that's never stopped you before, Mento. Just random thoughts going through my head, and we'll see if one of them strikes. I saw that, and this was totally expected. There's no surprise here at all. I saw that my brother Johnny Manziel is out of work, and I don't mean this cynically in any way. I do wish him the very best as a kindred, troubled soul. I think I know something about what he's going through. And of course, I've never gone through this with the kind of cash he has, and that may make it better and it may make it worse. I don't know. And I never, cared for him as much. I wasn't happy when the Browns drafted him. I didn't think anybody should have drafted him as high as they did. And I think that probably made it worse, that the kind of expectation and what would you call it, the sort of validation of himself. So, gee, I must be the shit since they drafted me so high, and that's, I think that gives you license to act out in the ways that he did. So my hope for him is that he'll take some time off, not try and jump back into the football thing right away, and get his feet on the ground, seek some help, whether it's traditional counseling or whether it's meditation, whatever it is that he needs to find whatever the void is in his life. Again, I think I've discussed this before. This is where I sort of break from the traditional 12-step philosophy. In the 12 steps, no thought is given to the cause, to what emptiness it is that drives one to addiction. All you do is you follow the steps. And I think that... I think that works better early on in the process than it does later in the process. I think if you're talking about long-term sobriety, you do need to spend some time at least seeking out what it was that got you into that place, what it was that sort of carried you outside the boundaries of what most people would consider to be appropriate. I think about this now because I've been going through some sort of danger-seeking behaviors. And I think that, I don't know Johnny Manziel, never talked to him. But I wonder if that's in some way what he's after, if you just, when you've conquered life so easily as he did, you have to wonder maybe I don't know if this, maybe I can do anything. Again, I'm trying to cross-reference this to my own experience. Was my feeling that I could, I had success in a different way, and not as much monetarily, but I was always went through this period of time where I was always the youngest person in every meeting. I was always the youngest person presenting at any meeting that we went to. That was I know social pride for me, and also social pride for my employers. And then came this need to do dangerous things and to risk everything that I had worked so hard. And where does that come from? I don't know that for me it can be, one might say for someone like myself, it's a lack of limits. I don't know that I ever experienced. There were always, if only monetary limits, but there were also the morality, the moral code of my Christian upbringing sort of sitting in the way. But I think for both of us, what it came to was sort of trying to find that, where is that boundary that won't give? Because I found as I pushed boundaries, every boundary I came to had some give to it. I could push it back a little bit, push it back and push it back, because I never got caught. I never got caught doing it. I could have gotten caught very easily, but never did. And I can't attribute that to any brilliance on my part, although successful addicts do have to be very smart to be able to manage, you know, what it is they do. That's there's also a lot of luck involved. It's the same. It's kind of the same thing as becoming a successful presidential candidate, becoming a successful addict, and a successful presidential candidate are very much the same. You have to work very hard. You have to have a lot of ability, but you also have to have a lot of luck. Things have to fall your way. Or else, you know, you're just obliterated. You're even close to your goal without luck sort of standing by you. And I had luck for a lot of years, and it never ran out on me in the sense that I really experienced any of the very real consequences that I might have experienced. But it ran out on me in the sense that I lost the financial means to act out in the way that I was acting out. And I had felt, I had really begun to believe that loss of financial means was going to mean that I wasn't going to act out anymore, and I found that wasn't true. I just, you know, scaled down the vistas. You know, just didn't went to a place where not so much money was required, and that unhappily raises the danger level. And here recently I've been spending a lot of time in places that were very dangerous. And I wonder, you know, it makes me wonder how that happens. And why that happens too, but how that happens when certainly I realize consciously how very fortunate I've been that my negative behaviors didn't take me to a place that I couldn't back out of. And it's not to say going out and doing things, but to just putting myself in a place where I might see other people, I guess, doing the thing. I might, I don't know, maybe it's actually a matter of seeking out that punishment that I never, maybe I still feel I need that. I need to go, but I haven't gone, my bottom hasn't been deep enough. I have to find another layer underneath stones, but that is why I want to see something more colorful, because it's not really stones. I'm thinking about a well right now. I'm in a big, long well going down and me looking into it from the top. And, you know, there are three possibilities. First one is that, you know, I look down the well and nothing happens. The second one is I lose balance somehow and fall in. And the third one is somebody pushes me in. So it might have nothing to do with me at all. If I'm taking away that level of control, if I go to a place where I know things such as what I've been speaking of happen. So I've approached it in sort of that short timer 12-step way. And the catchphrase is just for today. Because the task of taking on this addiction and staying away from the triggers forever is too much for me. Plainly, that's the case. If I were able to repel this myself, certainly I would have figured out how to do it by now. This is where higher power figures in as well. But what I can do is just reduce it to a 24-hour time frame. Okay, I'm not going to worry about what's happening tomorrow. Today, I will not go to that dangerous place. I mean, by the way, this is a physical dangerous place. I mean, I live three blocks away from one of the hottest crime areas in our city. So I mean, there's plenty of trouble to get into down there if one looks for it, I would think. I think perhaps I've remained safe simply by staying on the sidelines. So nothing, you know, nothing lasts forever. So at some point, if I keep going back there, something bad's going to happen. So just for today, I'm not going to go there. And then the next day is the same drill. Just for today, not going to go there. And so far, I have 8 just for todays strung together, and now working on number 9. And I will hope, well, if you feel so moved, if you might add me to your prayers, my struggle at least, just give a nod to me, and I would very much appreciate that. Okay, let's see here. What have I got? Someone is on the line. It's 614 area code, so it might be someone I know. So let me click on this, see what happens. I believe you are on the air, caller. Who am I speaking to?
Well, I'm on the air.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
I'm on the air.
You're on the air. Yes, you are. This I believe, is Chief Iggy, is it not?
It's Chief Iggy.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to tune into your show real quick. See how you're doing.
Well, thank you. I've just been spilling my guts, but I think they're about all spilt now.
Okay. I only caught the beginning when you said you needed prayers, so I do apologize.
Oh, well.
I didn't catch the part.
No, no, that's okay. It's prayers. Is, spirit will know where they're supposed to go.
Okay. I'll send you prayers. I appreciate your prayers, too. You prayed for me when my lung issue, so appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to do it. I understand. You said that you were under the weather, too. How's that going?
Yeah, I'm doing better, a lot better.
Good.
I had a bacterial infection in my lungs. Seems to be clearing up pretty good.
Good, good.
Yep.
I got nothing. Actually, I'm surprised I've gotten this far into the show. I just walked on the air with nothing, but and that's okay. There's always something.
Don't you usually walk on the show with not a bunch of pain? You have an idea?
Sometimes I generally have some idea, but then it doesn't always. Sometimes I end up talking about something completely different. Sometimes it just goes in a different direction. But tonight, you know, because I didn't, I only realized like about 2 hours before the show that I hadn't uploaded a show yet. I've been walking around like a zombie all week because of these pain pills they gave me for my back.
Yeah, I like your back.
It's better today. I didn't take the pain pills. I took one last night, and that's the last time I've taken one. So hopefully that'll be behind me for a while anyway. But
good. It'll all work out. The higher purpose will present itself.
I hope so. Because I know this was the back attack was timed just perfectly so that it almost completely wiped out the work I was going to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, is this some sort of message? Or is it just terrible bad luck? And you know, obviously I could see it being either way. But keep my eyes and ears open and see what happens.
Sweet.
Because you know, I have to shake something loose because, you know, the gas company and the electric company, they like to get paid, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, man.
Okay. Well, we'll have to make plans when is the next drum circle, Iggy?
Next week. There's an Emmenhaw church service tomorrow at the Spiritualist Temple downtown.
Okay.
That's not too far from you.
No, it's not. I know. I think I know where that is. I'm in Bucyrus this weekend, though.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Do they do that every week, though? Are they doing that in the hospital service every week?
I think once a month we're doing it. And the reason we did it there is because wintertime. I mean, of course, winter disappeared. And now it's not. And she'll rear her cold head here pretty soon again, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think we're I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
No,
there'll be one more. Yeah. You know, the other thing I was going to bring up, because I started off talking about Johnny Manziel, and I was making I've seen a lot of his struggle, a lot of my struggle. There tends to be some overlap. The other thing I was thinking of was this Donald Sterling and his wife that used to own the LA Clippers. Remember them?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess they've decided now that they're not going to get divorced. I mean, that was like the root of all this trouble. How he got into trouble was he was with his you know, because they were separated, and he was with his girlfriend, and he said these things to his girlfriend, and she told somebody else, and that's how the whole thing got rolling. But now I guess they've given up on divorce. They're going to stay married.
And get rid of the girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it.
I think maybe it's just too much
trouble for them to get. I know if once you get that kind of money all piled up in one place, I mean it's got to be a pain to divvy it up in some, any sort of reasonable way. Yeah,
I've heard that before. Sometimes it's not worth it.
Yeah, so you just if you're going to do whatever you want to do anyway, just stay married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was trying to, again, I try and bring these things to some sort of spiritual point or something that I can tie to myself. But in this case, I don't really think I can. I don't know if I can bring myself into that sphere, that kind of wealth and power. And then all you really have to do is kind of keep your mouth shut, and you can't manage to do that. I just, I don't know where that comes
Damn, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
What's all that about? What's all that about?
I'm just curious.
But anyway. Yeah, hey. I try and get this loud. I mean, this is like this past week or something that I'm never going to get back. What did I do? I did work on Wednesday, and I had to taper off the pills so I could work on Wednesday. And then I taper off again yesterday so I could drive here. And then I wait until bedtime to sort of take the full dose. And boy, I'm glad I did because I was out. That's some good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling good. Did you hear what happened in Chicago, right?
Did I hear what happened to who?
In Chicago.
In the protest
all
thing?
All the Bernie Sanders, the protests. They shut mm-hmm. down a whole Trump rally, the Bernie Sanders crowd.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he goes to Cleveland next. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the Republican. Is it the Republican convention that's going to be in Cleveland?
I believe so. I believe it is in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yeah, because, right. My daughter's going to be working up there during the convention. The company she works for is doing some hospitality stuff. So she's going to be in the middle of all that crap.
And then you got Ben Carson. He endorsed Donald Trump.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Donald Trump called him a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
He said anybody who voted for him was stupid. I don't know, man. This is just kind of a weird election, isn't it? Election season.
No, weirdest I can remember.
I can't remember one being like this, man. I'm just going. I'm sitting back. I feel like God. There's nothing I can do. You know, my children. Yeah. What have you done? You know, it's kind of like no matter what you say or do, everybody's pissed off at you. You know, you like Bernie Sanders? Oh, he's a pussy. You like Hillary Clinton? Oh, she's a liar.
And you get killed if you say you don't vote, too.
Yeah. You know, I don't hear that as much, though, you know? And usually in the past, you'd hear people say, oh, you shouldn't complain if you don't vote.
Yeah.
I don't hear it as much now. It's almost like, who are you going to vote for, you know? It's like, you're going to vote for that guy? I think people are probably happy that people aren't voting, you know? I don't know.
I think it's more important. Weird. Probably the more important thing is, you know, who's going to get elected to the Congress and how that lines up with whoever ends up, you know, being president.
It's been hush-hush, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You tell me, who's running for congressional seats right now?
Oh, you got me.
Yeah, I mean, and usually I'm up on politics, but I can't tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame on me, you know.
Well, then the other side of that is, you know, you talk about powerful people, and they're like, the guy from Kentucky. What is his name? Mitch McConnell. And is that the right name? Yeah. And people say, well, we got to get McConnell out of there. Well, you can't. The only people who can get McConnell out of there are the people in his district, and they love him.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you do? You know, what do you do?
I don't know.
Bring back John Glenn.
Like,
let's bring back John Glenn. Bring back the astronaut. I got to try not to get excited here because my parents are asleep in the other room. I don't want to wake them up. Of course, they don't hear very well either, so. Oh, wait a minute.
How are your parents? Your parents doing well?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. Dad got some good news at his latest doctor's appointment that he's not going to need surgery. So that's a good thing. Mom still has some work to do. She's got to get her sugar down before they'll do the surgery on her hands.
Mm.
So that's right. But they're, you know, they're both getting along pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Good. We're getting older, dude.
Yes, we are. Well, it's like I'm seeing, especially with my mother, because she had the same kind of back trouble I have. And then there's other things, like she drops things all the time, and I drop things all the time. You know, so I mean, whatever happens to her is like a preview of what's going to happen to me in about 25, 30 years. So I'm watching very closely. How's Mama Rosa, by the way?
She's doing pretty good, but she has moments where she's not doing so good. Today she didn't look pretty good. I went to go see her, and I saw my mom and dad. They're doing pretty good. And I think it's more about, you know, being lonely and being by yourself, and that kind of, you dwell and think too much about things, and that kind of goes where her mind goes. I got to see Milano today, too.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I was kind of doing recording a little bit of stuff with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like he might be... Looks like he might be good with that guitar.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, yeah. He's like...
Yeah, like that too. Okay, we've got about 60 seconds left here. Thank you for helping me get through this run together episode. Anything you can say to the audience to kind of sum up today's half hour?
I would like to invite everybody to visit our website at withinsightsradio.com so you can read our articles and see the things that we're promoting.
Yeah, I had forgotten to mention that.
We have a news. You can talk about that, Todd.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just we have some articles. Each of the hosts put up like a blog entry or an article so that you can read on withinsightsradio.com and get to know us a little better.
Yep. That is correct.
So do that.
And it gets live expos tomorrow for those of you who are in Columbus.
That's right. That's right. That is too. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna get off the air while the getting is good.
All right. Much love, bro. Okay. Take care.
Yeah. See you soon. Yeah. Bye bye. And thanks for listening. And we will catch y'all next week.